yourself around. Turn yourself around.
Yes, you are listening to Davin Zen. We are back. Of course, that was Joan Rivers from an appearance in Britain in 2007. So you could really see that just 7 years ago, still dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
Still bring it 25 years after the first clip we played you. Still powerful, still doing her thing. So we just came back. We had a great interview with Chris Monty, telling us a little bit of stuff about Joan that we didn't know, giving a little bit of an insider perspective. We gave our take on it. And now we'll move on to our regular stuff. We'll do some scam busting, if you will, if I can find it. I will find it. Oh, so much to do. I need an engineer. What I need.
Yes.
And I don't mean the type that drives a train.
But I like their little stripy pants.
That's a hat they wear. They don't wear stripy pants.
They don't?
No.
Oh.
I appreciate you trying to fill. That was nice of you. But the execution leaves a little something to be desired.
Yes.
Joe, how much of a scam buster would you like to hear tonight? It's like a 5-minute song. How much of it do you want to hear?
I go full boat.
Really? All right, Joe. Let me pack a lunch. It's been a while. I'll play the full
boat. Well, you're the boss. You decide.
I like that. I like that.
I suggest things and you tell me no, so.
Yeah.
Scam busters! There's something strange on your Facebook page. Who are you gonna call? Scam Busters! If it's something weird and she looks real good, who are you gonna call? Scam Busters! I ain't afraid of no scams. I ain't creating no scams. You seen I love you running through your head. Who you gonna call? Scam Busters! An African man scamming on your iPad. Oh, who you gonna call? Scam Busters! I ain't creating no scams. I ain't creating no scams. Who you gonna call? Scam Busters! If you're all alone, pick up the phone and call Scam Busters! I ain't afraid of no scam. I hear it likes the singles. I ain't afraid of no scam. Yeah, 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 yeah.
We had a lot of you on that one there, didn't we, Joe?
That was PZE220.
Scam Busters.
That's the voice processor.
You had a dose of a freaky post. Without baby, you could call Scam Busters.
Voice Viagra.
I'll tell you what, the
voice Viagra.
Get up to that note.
You need background singers. I'll tell you what, the lyrics, right?
Yes. Perfect. Lisa says, yippee, the dance version.
Yeah.
You have no idea. We were both sitting here doing stupid little dance moves with our hands.
Stupid.
Okay, sure they were.
Let me tell you something. Busting makes me feel good.
Does it, Joe? I bet it does, usually on a leg.
Busting a nut.
You don't know what a bitch it was to do this parody.
Yet you did a great job.
Thank you, sir.
I ain't afraid of no scam. Don't give him your phone, oh no.
That was a rough one.
Scam Busters. He don't know you're poor unless just want some more. I think you better call Scam Busters.
And now Joe actually sings with the band, so enjoy that one.
Who you gonna call? Scam Busters.
Tom says, a pair of vice grips for the ball sack, Joe? Hit them high.
Yes.
Scam Busters!
I thought you were saying we have a new punishment, a pair of vice grips to the ball sack.
The fat ball sack.
Scam busters!
Glad I'm left out of that by default.
Who are you going to call?
Oh, damn!
Scam busters! I can't hear you. Who are you going to call? Scam busters!
There it is.
To the very end.
The seldom heard full song. As requested
full boat on
it's a good song. I don't care what anybody says. I don't know why it didn't get a Grammy.
I like
probably
it.
The singer.
Good stuff right there. All right. So when we last left off with scam victim. Can we call her a scam victim? Can we call her a scam victim?
Yes.
Yes.
Are we all
yes.
in agreement on this?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Scam victim. When we last left off with she had gotten some documents that were given to her, with gold bar documents and banking documents from Barclays Bank that were given to her by a scammer. She passed those on to us.
Mm-hmm.
We, with our crack team of eyes, looked at them.
Eyes
yeah.
with our very own eyeballs.
All bloodshot, ready to go.
Yeah.
Quickly decided. These are probably not real.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
But
yeah.
But this is what she was taking as real. And victims do. Victims
yes.
do. You know, she's not the only one.
Well, you know, if you're really, you know, into the mix there, you don't really have as much of a critical eye.
Well, the problem was she was in the mix.
Yeah,
that
she was.
The problem.
Yeah.
She was kind of an expert, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Anyway, so we'll continue with March 1st, 2014. March 1st, 2014. She asked me why the authorities are not responding to her.
That's not real.
Can I do this?
Okay.
Oh, I should. What am I doing? We haven't even done a Mr. Davin, though. Yeah.
Oh, we have to do a Mr. Davin count.
How many
count?
Mr. Davins will we have, kid? I forgot the bit.
I'm going to say seven.
Seven Mr. Davins.
I'm going eight.
Eight Mr. Davins. The Price is Right rule. Joe wants to go one over.
Name that Jackson. I can do it in seven Mr. Davins.
Right. Shall we go on? Any other guesses or shall we go on?
I'm waiting for them to pipe up as we go. Lisa Blit is with me with seven.
All right.
There you go.
Trucker Thomas is five.
Trucker Thomas is five.
Conservative.
He is, if you look at his post.
Very good.
Exactly. Anyway, all right, so there we go. So she asked me why the authorities have not responded to her. This was like a previous email. I said, an email from the CID would end in a .mil, .mil.
Mm-hmm.
Green and Miller should also be able to send emails from .mil accounts, but they can't because they are not real.
Yeah.
Sorry to blow your spot, dude. All right. Sorry to blow your spot.
.mil is the authentic email addresses for those in the military. And I asked her again, do you have initial correspondence between the FBI and yourself? The first email you sent with the email address of who you sent it to.
Because mm-hmm.
we've gotten the brown cottons, but we've never, you know, they don't look authentic to us.
Right,
from
no.
our secret. So here we go. Mr. Davin!
Number one!
Uno.
I need to go to hard disk to check it out. I changed mail address many times. In 2011, my old PC broke, and I bought this PC. Likely story. I save many files, and I forward all the emails to my international lawyer. We all have one of them on call.
Sure.
Even brown cotton is real. He is a fucking asshole.
Oh, boy.
I am checking everything and will try to send it to you soon. These days, I am very busy, but my life is changing due to the job. Please wait for my emails. I go, okay. I'll wait. First contact is very important here. I really want to know how these people found you to begin with. Because that's kind of been a mystery.
Yeah.
We kind of posited that she probably carbon copied them and...
They
created some characters to fit her story.
Yeah, absolutely. And
they're like, hey, let's write.
No, I think he's real. He's a real asshole.
Then I tell her, I put her real name. I go, X is not your real name.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, I mean, Ann Jackson's one of the names that she went to as a public. She had several.
Okay.
So I've heard all these different things. And she's, you know, we're using this name that I've not really heard much of. But I'm saying X is not your real name. If these were official documents, they would need your real name.
Yes.
She goes, X is my real name. That is true. She goes, my passport has this guy name. OMG, what is the rumor again? Now remember, everybody's this is March 2014, so there's been a lot of rumors about her and everything, which is why I kind of stepped in to try to get to the truth.
Yeah.
And everything. And I think we've started. I think we've done a good job thus far, peeling away some layers. I go, calm down. I will not reveal your real name, whatever it is, if you are a victim. On my show, I have always called you Ann Jackson, which I have.
Yes.
I ask her if she's familiar with gold bar scams, because we can now see she's been involved with one.
Yeah.
But does she know anything about them? Mr. Davin!
Number two!
Ghost.
I called FBI and filed the complaint. Now you can see the file I found for my HD hard drive.
Yes.
And so this is the correspondence.
Okay.
This is the email. It comes from email address FBITips3 at leo.gov.
No.
That's legit.
Okay.
It's .gov. That's for real.
Okay.
What was the heading? FBI?
FBI Tips 3 at L-E-O. I don't know what that stands for. Leo.gov.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what Leo is.
I don't know. Maybe it's a regional thing. I don't know. But .gov, you can't fake a .gov.
No.
And she addresses her by the name I said she wasn't.
Okay.
Whoever it was. So it says Dear X, the name. This is not an automated response. Thank you for your submission to the FBI internal tip line. A review of the information you provided reveals that you have received an email directing you to provide your personal information via email, address, and or website that appears to be officially from the FBI. This is a fraudulent claim by someone illegally representing the FBI, and we are aggressively investigating this hoax.
Wow.
The FBI takes this matter seriously. Oh, by the way, I should say this is from October 30th, 2011.
Okay.
So she's had it. So
she's known that since 2011?
This is what they sent to her October 30th, 2011.
Oh, my God.
So this is a fraudulent claim by someone illegally representing the FBI, and we are aggressively investigating this hoax. The FBI takes this matter seriously and encourages you to be very skeptical, of any online requests for personal information, including credit card and social security numbers, which they actually have never asked her for.
No, not that I've seen. Okay.
Not that I recall. Should you be directed to any website that appears authentic but solicits personal information, we encourage you to contact the Internet Crime Complaint Center, IC3.
Right.
Which is the legitimate one, no matter what Brown Crime says. A joint partnership of the FBI and the National White Collar Crime Center. Simply go to, and she gave you the website, www.ic3.gov on the Internet and file your complaint. By the way, I filed a complaint against Juliana Avalos on that place. That's for real.
Yeah.
It will be an official record, and you will be emailed a complaint number. This is also true. The Internet tip line, ITL, was created on September 11, 2001, in response to the terrorist attacks upon America. This is all in there. We quickly established a mechanism for the public to submit information to the FBI via the Internet, and we have thus far received over 2,850,000 tips from around the globe. Our operation is completely automated and paperless. Professional support personnel and special agents review tips within minutes after they are received and set leads to the FBI field offices or legal attaché offices as appropriate. We encourage you to tell your family, friends, and coworkers about this service, and we hope that they will continue to utilize it to submit information that may be of interest to the FBI. Again, thank you for taking the time to forward this report to us. Important note, and this is in red, note the following. The FBI does not maintain an email address to submit information or attachments to directly. Therefore, please do not reply to this message via your email client. The FBI maintains an automated system that is designed to track all information received to ensure that all tips are addressed in a timely and efficient manner. Therefore, please visit the FBI.gov website again should you have an occasion to submit additional information. And this is capitalized. We will not open or respond to reply email.
Okay.
So what do you guys think of that?
I find it fascinating that getting something from IC3 with a .gov on that, telling her that these people are not real.
Yes.
Even if you're in a situation, see, this is where I was when she was getting all this stuff from these people, going, she needs to get to a spot where she needs to get back into reality. And even as devastating as it would be, it has to be one incident that would get through to her that's saying these people you're dealing with are not real.
Yeah.
And you have to move on, and you have to come to terms with stuff.
2011, Joe.
That's exactly my point. Now, she got this in 2011 from the legitimate FBI telling her not to interact with these people. And she's still done it.
And she still believed it.
She thinks that brown cotton. And that's what I'm saying. She must have carbon copied them on some of this stuff.
Yeah.
So they created this character. So she thinks, because remember, she, you know, she thinks one of the reasons she was attacked is because most scam, anti-scammers say, well, they don't really respond to you, the .gov. And it's true. You know, I sent in the report about Avalos. They never responded to me.
Right.
But now here she is. They're actually responding to her.
Yeah, and saying
it's like, wow, she's accomplished something that nobody else has been able to accomplish.
Without an email address and has a .gov on
it. But a lot of people don't know that. A lot of people don't know that. I mean, even when I read it to Pip, she was looking at me very skeptically until I told her, no, .gov is for reals. You can't fake that.
Now, you enlightened her to that fact.
Right.
And when
and she's been immersed in this.
Right.
Oh, you're talking about Jackson.
Yeah, yes. That Jackson.
Jackson. You enlightened her to this fact, correct?
Yeah, well, here's the thing about Anne. Unfortunately, she doesn't process everything I or others say. It's kind of like dealing with you.
He's processing that
things
now.
Things happen where you go, all right, this is what it is. And I'll move along in a certain situation. You come to terms with things. When things are reality, you have to still have a base of reality.
If you have all your components working where they're supposed to.
Well, I'm sorry. Lisa even said she is all kinds of delusional. I mean, she knew that in 2011, and you're still having these conversations with her?
2014.
Jeez.
And remember, I'm not the only one who's tried.
Yeah.
I just might be the most effective one thus far, but I'm not the only one that's tried.
Well, Lisa and I went what she's having. I went whatever she's taking, because she lives in her own little world. It sounds nice there.
Look, if you took a brain scan of me, you'd see a squirrel and a rabbit on a seesaw right now. But I have enough.
Really? They're not on the coffee break? They're actually
But I have, I have enough marbles in my head to know when it is what it is with things.
Even with losing the few that have rolled away during the time period we've been doing the show for all these years.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Even still, Joe still has some good swirlies going on in that head.
Yeah.
Who's going to push your tail? Who's going to push your tail?
Who's going to push your tail?
Shall I continue?
Yes.
So she responds to the email from them where they told her, don't respond. She responded.
Of course she did.
Joe, tell us what you really think.
And reading is fundamental.
Dear sir, please check if there is a person whose name is Pedro Simpson living in L.A. First of all, I guarantee there is. I'm guessing several. But
yeah.
Home is one of them.
Please check if there's a person whose name is Pedro Simpson living in L.A. He told me he's the overall chief in Asia, FBI. I got the phone call in the beginning. He told me he saved my friend's life, but he needs money to take serious treatment, and then all I paid is about $7,000. He told me that my friend would pay me back, but no one paid me. And he always awaits for the money to pay. He told me I saved my friend's life because I pay the money for the medical treatment, and then my friend can go back home to Glasgow in Scotland. Then both disappear and never send my money back. With regards, Anne. She's not catching the plot.
No, not at all.
No. She writes to Sarah. She writes to a victim called Sarah. Forwarding the this was on November 6, 2011, showing them this email. I sent this to the FBI and then got help, which once again makes me think she copied CC. She copied Brown Cotton on the shenanigans.
Probably.
And they said, all right, this is the angle we're going. We're going to make this lady think that we're actually helping her in the FBI. That just makes me think that they kind of adapted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They moved along from soldier scamming to this.
Because, yeah, when she CC'd the real FBI,
they said, don't reply.
Right. And they said, don't reply. And they're like, wow, don't reply. Well, we're gonna be the guys to reply. That's the kind of guys we are. We're going to help you with this.
Sure.
Stand up, guys.
They're angels. let's see. Then she forwards this to somebody else in from an Asian country. I'm guessing Japan. Dear such and such, maybe you don't believe what I said, but I really called FBI and sent mail to report the case. And then the FBI asked me to send mail to FBI and IC3. Well, that's true.
Yeah.
This mail from FBI is not automated. I hope you can trust me and try to get it back. So I'm guessing that this is somebody she might have borrowed money from, you know, about all this. And
yeah.
Listen, I'm trying to get, I don't know the origin of this, but clearly people are already in 2011, mm-hmm. which is way before people were doubting her at the end of 2013.
Right.
People are starting to question her.
You know, and yeah. the shame about it is, if it was her money, it still is a shame, but yes. she borrowed money. Now she's accountable.
And she borrowed money from work.
Yeah. She's accountable to work. That's for crazy. Money she gave away. Yeah. She's accountable to friends, apparently, mm-hmm. on money she gave away. Money she's not giving back. Students. Students.
Jeez. Students.
Wow.
But
spoiler.
Uh-oh.
You than me.
I thought we had.
Why don't you yell at yourself?
we'll need to check me on that. Tommy, though.
Yeah.
But you're accountable to people with money you borrowed. It's not like Devin, let me $20 and after the gig tomorrow I'll pay you back. When I know there's money that will legitimately be there.
Right.
And I can throw him the money back. She thought
the money was coming and it.
But it's, now what do you do? What do you do?
I don't know. You scam other people to get the money.
But.
Then she contacted one more. Dear such and such, this is a different person again. This is real because I called and sent it to them. And again, this is from November 6th, 2011. She's desperately trying to prove that this is real.
Yeah.
This is a woman who already people are starting to question her.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're looking at two plus years of people doubting every fiber of her. That's enough to drive you nuts.
Enough to drive you nuts. And when you said that, you know, she's desperately trying to prove that people are real, she's hanging on to these emails that they're sending her.
I know.
And that desperation, a hope, but that whole trigger from the FBI, the legit letter,
yeah.
should have clued her in. You know, I had a lot of compassion for her moving on.
Yeah.
And my whole thing, as I said, that one defining moment when she has to come to the realization that these guys are phonies. She got it in 2011.
Yeah.
I am starting to lose the compassion for her. Mm-hmm. That I had, I felt that, but I can't stand stupidity. Davin opens the door for Davin to make a comment, but I can't stand stupidity.
Listen, your blog's about how you feel about yourself. Take care of it myself.
Yes, but right.
Yeah, it's like no need.
Yeah, no need. But you know, I'm starting to lose compassion.
Yeah, I know. It's like
well, you know, a lot of people have with her. A lot of because remember, I said I'm not the first one who's tried.
Right,
and a lot of people did try, and I'm sure at first they were compassionate.
Right,
but then there's only a certain amount of times like you're just not getting.
Oh, look,
you
look,
are willfully stupid.
Look, it's like somebody you know that that could be.
You know, it's like it's like
a choice to be dumb.
It's like look, I could look at the real truth. Or no, let's continue on this
well,
merry
on
chase.
A tangent.
Yeah,
your professional opinion, Joe, willfully or unwillfully stupid. Because I would argue a little bit of both, depending on the situation.
My professional opinion is yes. Dr. Hillix. Unwillfully.
So he was just born that way or he had head trauma?
Were you dropped as a baby?
Repeatedly.
Maybe.
They spiked the baby like before, it was a touchdown.
Before you even made those comments, I'm saying to myself, and suddenly things get personal.
Joe's in the barrel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've been in the barrel kind of enjoying it. I kind of set myself up there. I'm like, I need a little time alone. I'm going to go in the barrel.
Joe, don't
Let me say a stupid thing.
Don't be turning that into your own man cave, because I'll be back down in there, and I
she
need
will.
A feminine touch.
She will.
Oh, Lisa says willfully stupid.
Willfully stupid, yeah.
Are you talking about Aunt Jackson? Your Joe, please,
That'd be a great name for like a kid that you don't want.
Willfully
stupid.
Oh boy,
never find that one on the keychain.
He'll get teased.
Flags.
No.
All right. So that was the correspondence. Then she goes, Mr. Davin.
Number three.
After getting this email on November 3rd, I got contact from Brown Cotton. I did have the file, and that's where we'll leave it. So after this email, she got the contact. So you're starting to see what happened. We're starting to get a little bit of a clearer picture. I think that's I think those are some pretty good revelations.
Yeah, that's that is just flabbergasting.
We're starting to learn, first of all, how deep this, as Joe would call it, or you would call it, willfully stupid.
Yeah.
Or inability to comprehend what's going on.
I am going from willfully stupid to inability to comprehend, willfully stupid. because in the inability to comprehend is without that FBI, the legitimate FBI right. letter. That has changed the whole thing. See, the whole dynamic of this is we thought maybe she was in with the scammers. I had compassion that she wasn't. I've had compassion during this whole thing.
Yeah.
I've said, like a broken record, it needs to be the one instance where she needs the one concrete thing that she has to come to the realization that this is not good, that she's being scammed. And damn it all, she was sent it in 2011. I have lost all compassion for her.
Now, let me jump in here.
Yeah.
Because I do... this is legit. Because I do have some limited experience, some of our fans have more, of warning victims, showing them proof.
Yes.
This is not for real. This person is pretending to be such and such. These documents are not real, and here's the proof. This is, you could tell real. This is who this person really is.
Yes.
And often, in the face of clear evidence, with a person who is hopefully thinking correctly, thinking right, we go, aha, there it is. All right, the jig is up.
Mm-hmm.
Have pushed that out,
mm-hmm.
not believed it, not believed their own eyes,
right.
and continually to willfully be scammed.
Yes.
So, Joe's brought this up time and time again, that, she's just so immersed in this,
mm-hmm.
and she's got so much invested in this. To me, it sounds like that.
Well, I think Lisa summed it up. She said she is dumber than toast sweat.
What?
She's dumber than toast sweat.
Toad sweat?
Toast sweat.
Toast sweat.
That's what I thought you said.
Now, I'm just
not
clarifying
easy to
what
say
she
either.
Said. I don't understand it either, but I'm just trying to clarify.
That is so bad.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
No! Go on!
Oh, will it piss you off?
No.
Where is it? Where is it? Where's the one? If you listen, I like funny. But toe sweat, yeah. I think somebody wants this thing to you.
Oh. I had a bad enough day. Damn it.
Shut up, you're ruining it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Suddenly I miss Joe singing.
Boy, this song goes funk on it.
What are they saying? I'm what?
I don't know. I'm not being... I think they're saying the government's paying for me. I don't know.
I'm hearing... I'm gagging.
Listen, you know what? Tom says often I warn and I don't do anything. That attempt at humor was so bad. And you, to fucking repeat that and not just let that die in the den pen where it belongs. It was a joint punishment right there.
Oh,
it really was.
God.
It's not all Lisa. You get some of that, too.
Listen, she's...
Joe, am I wrong? Was that...
I usually, usually I'm not for the song, but yeah, the bright...
Joe Sweat!
She has an out. She's Canadian. I take their blame.
No.
What? She has an out. She's Canadian. They have toast there.
I know, but she says it's a Canadian thing.
Okay, but
it's a Canadian joke. No, if you put hot toast on the counter, it sweats.
You're gonna explain it.
Lisa, I love you, but we have to go by U.S. statutes. Gotta play the tone.
Yeah, yeah. We're an international show, but it's
U.S. rules.
In the U.S.
Yeah, you have to go by U.S. statutes.
No, we didn't want to do it, but we were legally bound.
U.S. punishment rules. I went down with you, Lisa. I'm sorry.
Could have been worse.
Yeah.
Could have been Donald Trump making out with his wife on the jumbo.
Oh, side. God, and that's inhuman.
And we got off easy. It was only like four measures, too.
Yeah,
so
I didn't want
yeah,
to.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't maliciously bad.
She's taking the blame.
I think the two of you have a lot to think about.
Mm.
Yes.
But we shall move on. I hope Trucker Tom is pleased.
Well, Trucker Tom also agreed with you. Toast sweat? It must be a Canadian thing.
Yeah. Trucker Tom is all for the punishment music.
I think he was.
Yeah, right.
He didn't weigh in. By the way, she was saying that Aunt Jackson was willfully stupid, not you, Joe. She likes you.
Oh, good.
Doesn't mean Joe can't be willfully stupid and liked.
Oh,
they
yeah, absolutely.
Be mutually exclusive. I like Joe, too, but I think he's willfully
stupid. I've been doing it for 4 months, 5 months.
Seriously.
I feel your pain.
You know what? I really need to call up Ann Jackson and discuss you. with her and see her take on you.
Yeah, he's got to go.
I might do a spinoff show.
He needs to wake up.
Yeah, and what should Joe be doing?
Yeah, I bet she's got good advice for you at this point.
Meanwhile, in Japan, Mr. Joseph.
Mr. Joseph.
How many things do Mr. Joseph speak of? Five, good, okay.
Mr. Joe, I think you willfully stupid. It is clear the girl does not like you, and still you give gifts.
How much you pay?
How much you pay? You know how many scammers we could pay with that money?
You know how I could have got that for you on Canal Street? Tarka Tom weighs in and says, I was relishing in the delicious torture. You got Davin to spit up his drink.
He almost got his good take on that one. Delicious torture.
Delicious torture.
That would be
torture.
A great name for a bakery.
Delicious torture,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, like you have like chocolate-covered nipple clamps and shit like that.
How? Ow.
No?
No.
Oh. A jelly-filled cock ring? No.
Cream-filled, come on.
Okay, well.
It's not that far-fetched.
Exactly. Oh. Thank you, Jeff. Yeah. You are visionary, sir.
Joe's licking his lips over here. I'm a little afraid.
My lips over that.
All right. Shall we do some scam and scammers?
Yes, please.
Always and forever. Just like a creature. That somehow
Alright, we'll get into it now. Before we get into my girlfriend Belinda and all of that, we remember I was talking to somebody who I warned, DJ.
Yeah.
I had warned about Mavis, and that caused us problems.
Oh, my God.
Stupid big mouth warning people.
Talk about the butterfly, effect.
The butterfly effect. So on April 30th, 2013, DJ writes to me, hey, Dave. Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
How are you? Last time I'll ask, promise, this whole incident has me leery of everyone. There's two other girls I've been talking to and just curious if they're real or not, LOL. Kathy Surprise, guessing not, and Kim Habesh Josh, anything on either, sir? Thank you. Sorry to bother you, my friend.
Kathy Surprise, I'm a dude.
Funny. I go, it's no bother. Happy to help. I can look into it. I go, how did the Mavis thing play out?
Mm.
And then he corrected Kim Kim Haberdasson Jossen with a hyphen. My bad.
Kim Haberdashery.
I don't know. And then he goes, I was going to ask you, how do I turn them into Facebook? So I give them facebook.com/help. So that they can turn somebody in. And I go, they look fake, but I'm not 100% certain in either one. How is their English? Always a good way to find out.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I send him the thing, how do I report a fake account? Frequently asked questions, Facebook Help Center. Learn how to report a fake account on Facebook. And he goes, one is British, the other seems to be fine, but what are the seven plus there's no money? I don't know what the seven, but there's no money been exchanged. I was going to quit altogether talking to women. I don't know. That's my best bet. I go, there's a lot of scammers online. They often say they are British. Ask her whether she is living here or ask her about Britain.
Yeah.
And I did not get a response.
Ah.
So I guess we'll delve into Belinda.
Mm.
So to speak.
So when we last left, things were not going well. We thought we had our third Belinda in three shows.
I know.
Did not seem to be able to follow the plot of our history, stuff that she should know.
Yeah.
That seemed to be the general consensus. Not the management we had the week before.
No.
But, and when we closed the show, I was kind of, I went head-to-head with her, interrogated her a little bit. At the end, I kind of switched gears and all, and, trying to save this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't look good.
It no,
does not
no.
look good. So I've been trying to save this. So that was on, so let's, that was April 29th was the last time we reported. April 30th, I write to her, I heart you very much, Belinda.
Very nice.
May 1st, I hear a response. Hi, hello. Since you are not ready to talk, is goodbye for now. Let's talk when you feel like.
What?
Who wrote that?
Her to me.
Yeah, but you just said I heart you very much.
That was the day before. I don't know.
Yeah, and so then all of a sudden it's the next day. Well, you don't feel like talking.
I'm guessing she's seeing me online or something.
Oh.
I go, I am. I was away from the computer. Jeez, lady. I go, Belinda, obviously I want to talk to you. I just tried to call you and the phone rang. I do not know what else to do. If you love me, you will find me. If you do not love me, then I guess this is farewell. That's not good.
No.
That's not good at all. So May 5th, I find this. I don't know if I think I might have found it sooner. I might have even reported sooner. But I decided I better calm this down. The Mavis Milze, M-I-L-Z-E page.
Uh-oh.
Different spelling. And Belinda Abbey page. Kind of like says about Belinda.
Oh.
On the Mavis Mills page.
Uh-oh.
Like a little bio on Facebook.
Yeah.
It says about Belinda. Somebody's not very good with copy and paste.
Oops.
I am loving girl who is single and kind. I love indoor and outdoor games. I am looking forward to have new friends and get to know other people. I am really sociable and outgoing. I don't mind having new friends. Let's talk if you want to know me. I am open book. Love you all. Mavis.
Oh, boy.
And I find some real people.
Wow, so she was like both.
There's the link.
Yep.
So then I find some pages. I found Belinda's real page. Found another one. I found the Ishmael Abbey page,
mm-hmm.
which might be the cousin. I found this one. This was Agnes Ariti, which was the name.
The first name.
The first name that Belinda was going as when she was pretending to be Juliana.
Right.
The Agnes Ariti is the name Belinda used. This is the profile with that name, but the pictures are of Ann Angel, which is the model Mavis uses.
Oh, wow. Wow, they are just, like, mixing it up.
Yeah. Any thoughts on that?
It gets confusing where you can go, all right, well, they're working as the same person, or in mm-hmm. cahoots, but I still, what is confusing me is that they cleaned house.
Mm-hmm.
On it seems that they cleaned house. It's different people.
Yeah.
Is it still the one of the? Is it the same people? It's just names that they set up. See, this is where it gets very confusing.
Yeah.
You know, is it the same setup that they have with different people? Well, let's say you have accounts at work. You know, the Smith account and the Jones account and this, and then you have people that were working on it, but now they moved on and might have transferred, but the accounts are still there. And you get hired. All right, well, what you're going to do, what's the job? Well, you're going to handle the Jones account and the Smith account. There's these people that you deal with and stuff like that. That's your job. That's what the job is. That's the job description.
Right.
Could this be the case? I feel like this might be the case.
Well, remember we were listening to that other, the real scammer, or the one who was talking about real scammers, and we've heard very often that they're sold, you know, that they
right.
sell clients. To other scammers.
And we think I've been sold before.
Yeah.
Like when Agnes became Belinda, we're pretty sure I was sold at some point during that.
Yeah.
So this might have been a package.
Maybe. Maybe.
I've been bundled.
Yeah.
On Triple Play.
You are.
They get a discount if they take stupid.
I'm not laughing because I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been bought and sold like a slave.
Ironic.
But you see. But you see.
I'll pick my own shirt.
But
yes.
But you see, that sounds like the case.
Yeah.
Very, you know, bluntly.
Yeah, well, it's like, okay, we haven't got anything out of this person, but he still seems, you know, you still got fetched a price on the open market, and I think you were sold. And they sold the two girls as a package because the new team that bought him doesn't realize that he's wise to the connection between the two girls.
I wonder if they had a fire sale on you. You were probably marked down 20% because you were a federal
goods.
Case.
More than that. It's in the bargain bin, stupid.
You know, usually 1,500 yabakas. Now it's
you know
marked out of 500. You know?
You know where I was? Right next to the Adam Ant cassette. That's where I am. Nobody wants that.
Yeah, right.
You're like
a musician nobody gives a shit on a medium nobody has. And there's me.
Yeah, right next to between that and the best of Lisa Loeb. So, you know.
She does kid stuff now.
Does she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember the old bargain bins where the albums had the edge cut off?
Look at my collection.
There he is. Yeah.
That was me. I had a big old slash
no.
right in the throat.
Yeah, no four corners for you.
No. Just a demo model, not for resale. All right.
Oh, the Trucker Tom says, it's like they're pulling their version of the Darren Stevens switcheroo.
Yeah.
Funny. All right. So I told everybody that we'd be solving something that's been nagging at us for months and months. Pip thinks it's going to be who's really been whispering into Belinda's ear.
Yes.
We're going to get the real identity.
Yeah.
Joe, before I reveal what I want to reveal, do you have any guesses?
My one guess is if Belinda and, well, it's I'm going to say it anyway, that Belinda and Belinda and Mavis are the same person.
Now, Joe has persisted with this Belinda and Mavis the same person, even though I've video chatted with both them. Joe has constantly put that out, and other people have believed it at times.
Right.
Now, before we go on, and it's kind of it's a ballsy thing for me to say at this very moment, because I just felt that he's been sold, but just there's something with the evidence that was given, regardless of what's going on. I still go through, you know.
Well, let's delve into that. Let's recap for people. Because at times, when Belinda was Agnes, what's so funny?
A trucker, Tom. He just said he was tossed right in between Wham and Kajagoogoo.
There you go. Although I still say Adamant sucks more.
I'd buy the Kajagoogoo out.
Oh, yeah,
that's
true.
Too shy was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little breakdown on music.
Yeah.
And that's where apparently we feel I am. Yeah. I have nothing to argue with. All right. So originally, when Belinda was Agnes, we were told Agnes and Mavis were good friends.
Yes.
Very good friends.
Yes.
Because I questioned Agnes why she was adding all those guys on her Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, no, that's for my friend Mavis.
Yeah.
And if I can interject with the whole Dick Eldorado thing going on.
Yet. We haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
Let me set it up. Then you can interject.
All right.
I got to set this up, how we got to Dick Eldorado.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I see my girls adding all these strange guys. Hey, babe, what's with all these guys? No, not for me. For my good friend Mavis. And then there was the anecdote where they went to the beach together.
Mm-hmm.
So then I said, well, you don't need to search any longer.
Yeah, keep going. Keep going. Okay.
You don't need to search any longer. I got the guy for you. I got my pal Dick Eldorado, who is Joe Curry. And then Joe was scam baiting Mavis.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the two of them going. And then shit started to go south.
Yes.
And Joe didn't check his spam filter.
Oopsie.
And at one point, when Agnes switched over to Belinda, she told me she doesn't know Mavis at all.
Yeah.
And then she said, well, I know her a little bit.
Right.
And then I would produce both of them. Well, there's all this evidence of these shared personalities.
And emails that interchange and have the same sort of stuff in the email address.
And Belinda said, well, she must have stolen it from me.
Uh-huh.
And Mavis denied it and then admitted it, maybe to save the good client, you know, when I was still at the top of the charts before I wound up in the bargain bin. So we kind of left it there. We've kind of had our one. How well do these two know each other? Are they coworkers? Is Mavis just stealing shit from Belinda? What's the deal?
The chat has proposes an answer, too. Trucker Tom says, I still say Ishmael is the puppet master. The girls are the puppets, even in the Skype chats. And Shiru is backing him up.
It's not a bad synopsis.
Yeah.
Somebody listens to our show. So what I found on May 6th of 2013, dated June 2012, was a picture of Belinda and Mavis together.
The two that you saw in the chat?
The two girls that I saw, the real girls, standing together, dressed up, looking nice, looking like they got some money. They looked younger. Belinda looked younger.
Okay.
But it looked like I verified it with a friend of mine who's in with the scam bus. They said, hey, take a look at this.
Yeah.
Because remember, I told you there was somebody who I've been talking to throughout and everything.
Right.
And she agreed that looked like mine, Belinda.
Whoa.
And Mavis had a terrible wig on. It wasn't even on.
Oh, girl, check your weave.
If only Joan were here to comment.
Yeah, really.
So what I'm thinking is maybe, because I've had that picture, I've been sitting on this thing for a year.
Yeah.
So what I'm thinking is maybe I will upload that onto our Facebook page if I remember tomorrow.
Yes, please.
And let the folks.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
So what do you guys think of that? A little bit of a revelation?
Yes.
Yeah.
And more of a revelation in how they're playing you. How they're working on how they're playing you.
Mm-hmm.
They go in, they go back out. I don't know. Yeah, I do know. I don't know. I know. You know, and it's, and basically because I've been doing the iHeart tracks, I sit with this stuff for hours. So I'm hearing stuff.
To make it sound like it's punishment, Joe.
No, I don't mean it that way, but I sit for, because I'm really listening to it. And to see how they did seem close.
Yes.
And then I go to do a live show, And now, Jesus Christ, I didn't really know her, but, and I'm like,
yeah,
something is not right. Something's not right. Things are not connecting. There's got to be something that connects. And because that they're shown together and they're reeling you in and they're setting you up. They're doing a setup thing.
You know, it's interesting the way that, Joe was saying is that the two of them were saying, oh no, yes, we know each other. No, we don't know each other. Oh, that bitch stole from me.
I would interrogate them on this show.
Yeah.
I wouldn't push them too far where we ended the whole charade.
Right, but they had different stories all the time.
And I had a lot of, when I was talking to them thus far, I hadn't found that picture. I had my suspicions based on everything, and I was strongly leaning that they would know each other. But now we got a picture of the two of them together. They know each other pretty friggin' well if they're all dolled up and taking a picture together and looking younger than they do now.
Yeah, so they've known each other for a while. So they've been in the game for a while together.
They're in the game. They know what they're doing. As much as we're baiting and rigging them, they're baiting and rigging us.
Yes.
And it's interesting to see them try to pull us in with their strategy. We go in, call bullshit. Well, you know, people that... you know, are being scammed, unfortunately, are not going to call bullshit on that. They're baiting us in with their scam. We're calling bullshit on it. Really? Well, how come this, that, and the other? Oh, well, you know, I don't really know what you did. You said 3 months ago you did. What's going on? They're probably not used to that. You know, they're trying to change their game on us, and we're catching them at every step.
So if you're me in the situation, this relationship is on the skids,
mm-hmm.
next time if I ever talk to this person again, Do I call him on it? Is that the move?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You guys say call him on
yes.
it.
Yes.
Which would probably blow shit up.
Oh, yeah, but in a fabulous way.
But in a fabulous way. However.
It's the only type of way I like to blow things up.
Right.
Confetti.
Use all the dynamite.
All right. However, when you do it, you got to, as they are pulling you into the trap, you pull them into your trap, and conversation at the but you know, and just set them up, and oh, I love you, I missed you, blah blah blah, blah 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 blah. You know, week after week,
so,
maybe 3 weeks.
So rope a dope is what you
rope a dope. Do a rope a dope. Pull them in. Don't allude to it. Yeah, pull them in. I missed you. I love you. Blah blah blah. And then when everything is, I love you. I love you so much. Boom. What? Right. Really? 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 That's when you strike.
All right. So that's how Joan Pitt play. Before we see our next conversation. Also, on May 6th, I had my friend do a Facebook poke to Mavis's brother, Mickey Wynn.
Oh.
We're going to try to reel him in, too. the brother of Mavis Mills. The real brother. We're going to try to see what his deal is.
You're saying he stole from you?
That's nope. The one.
Right. Now, pardon my ignorance. Do you think he might be Ishmael?
Not from pictures.
Okay.
Not from pictures. There are a lot of Ghanaians. Yeah, they all can't be.
But the picture of the
but
two
in
girls.
That group looks like they run. Seems like they're a mob.
The
girls, which was Pip was alluding to before, which I think that's the pattern right now.
For a while, the way they deal with things, they have a more sophisticated game. So it doesn't really surprise me that they got several people.
You know, and it's interesting. They do have a very sophisticated game where
this would nail the average person.
It would. But you're going with your guns cocked all the time. You know, so it's not like
if I didn't know. I mean, even with all this, Belinda's had me guessing myself on numerous occasions. You guys have seen it where I was where you guys would show up to do a show and I was just chatting with her and my face was white.
But it's been it's essentially a chess game, is what it is. And like I said, it's just and why. Opinions change, our opinions change, is that you'll read a whole set of correspondences and you go, all right, this. And then in the same show, when we get back next week, you'll read correspondences going, well, Jesus Christ. That's why before when you guys said, well, what do you think, Joe? I was hazarding a guess of Mavis and Belinda being friends, but he was sold. But the feeling was so strong that I was going with that because that's been like the elephant in the room.
That,
one of them,
a big bone of contention for
a
you.
A big bone of contention with me where I still felt that they were working together in a sense.
Yeah.
Well, it certainly seemed like they know each other more than we were led on to believe.
And, you know, and just as a human being, well, I call myself that on several occasions, but just as a human being, you sit there and I kind of felt a little hurt going back 5 minutes ago going, wow, they lied together. They lie.
Oh, Joe.
They lied to me.
The human element as much as you would get in going, does this woman really love me? I got to really think about this. The human element, we know it's horseshit, but the human element drags you in where you're going.
Which would also mean Which would also mean that even when we thought Belinda was Belinda,
yeah,
and digging on Belinda,
yeah,
she was actively lying to me.
Oh, yeah.
Shocking.
Well, you know, I just wondered, was the caption of the picture of the two girls, Belinda and Maven's den?
Funny.
Apparently not, according to him.
Yeah.
Just letting that hang out like sweat on toast.
Toast sweat, not sweat on toast.
Well, it's not the same thing?
No.
Oh, buddy, I think we should play this song for you.
I have no problem with that.
No, we do. All right.
So we're not. Call your bluff
so
stupid.
We're not.
No. Who do you think downloads this shit?
I'm going to take a look. I'm going to take a man's second mic for a minute. No, we're not.
No.
Joe furrows his brow to the punishment.
I'm furrowing it, yes.
Like rape.
Yes.
Joe, did you furrow your brow to Ray Ray? If you were in the elevator with him, would you have furrowed his brow?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Apparently the head of the NFL didn't.
He would have furrowed your brow.
I don't want to talk about this, but I just noticed something today on Facebook.
Yeah.
How times have changed. In the 1970s, Dennis Potvin, who was a great defenseman for the New York Islanders, allegedly, abused his wife.
Mm.
This is the 70s. So the Ranger fans, in all their compassion, developed a chant, which they still play today.
Oh,
when the Rangers play the Islanders, beat your wife, Potvin. Beat your wife.
No.
Beat your wife, Potvin. Beat your wife.
Wow.
That was the 70s. This is today where everybody's outraged. Back in the day, you just made a chant and moved on.
They're just like, ha ha, what a big funny.
They really were. They
wow.
really were.
What a bunch of dicks.
I don't know. I really don't want to delve into it because we could really get into this. So I don't know what you want to do. But
no, I don't want to get into it.
I know. Well, let's move on.
Yeah.
We could go to 11 discussing this.
Do you think when he's hearing that, he goes, oh, that's not a bad idea. Anyway, we'll move on.
That's not a bad idea.
Inspiration. Thank you, Ranger fans.
Tracker Tom says, oh, yes, I've heard of the chant.
Big hockey fan. He does.
Yeah.
All right. No, on May 6th, I write to her, not even fare thee well.
What does that mean?
Not even goodbye.
Oh.
She's gone, but no goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
And May 7th, she writes, farewell for what? I go, you don't talk to me anymore. She goes, that's because I don't have airtime to talk to you. I go, I've seen you online. She goes, I know, but the airtime was not enough to chat with you. I go, you read messages and don't respond. I even tried to call you. When did you try to call? Last week when you thought I was ignoring you. I was trying to save what we had. By the way, the distance and times between talking to each other is growing and growing and growing.
Oh, yeah. So noticed.
So I'm no longer a priority.
No.
Whoever is handling me. Money's coming in from somebody else.
That's a bigger fish.
And also, like I said, she's more straight to the point. You've got to step up your game a little bit. And like I said, you misunderstood me last week when I said that. I didn't think you're going to lose, but I'm telling you, you're going to have to step up the game. This is a whole different ballgame.
There are no losers here.
I understand.
Well, maybe
this is. But it's a whole different ballgame now.
I go, last week when you thought I was ignoring you, I was trying to save what we had. She goes, did it come? Because I didn't see any missed call. I go, it rang and rang and rang. You even saw the message that I said I called you. I knew our relationship was in trouble, so I wanted to speak with you and get us right. She goes, what'd you want to talk about? I go, really? You have no idea.
No, she's not.
She's new.
Nobody checks the notes.
Apparently, they didn't give an owner's manual. I can't even talk.
No.
An owner's manual.
No, they didn't work with Joan Rivers, who would have taught them you got to rehearse and be prepared
before
the show.
That's
no,
right.
No 7:30 sound check. No.
Exactly. 5:30. Scammers show up early. Why we have to be here so early? Because we're working with stupid.
Yeah.
And he's going to have questions, and you can't fuck up.
Yeah.
There's only so many times you could say the internet went out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or airtime. And airtime has been a big thing. Have we heard Belinda or Agnes or mention airtime quite as so much as we have heard in the past 3 weeks? No.
This new person is the money grab person.
Yeah. We have not heard this.
Yep.
Maybe once in a blue moon, but not as much.
I go, really? You have no idea. She goes, you wanted to talk to me, so what did you have in mind? I wanted to talk about us. But apparently only one of us wanted to save this relationship. I'm being a bitch. She goes, tell me, what did you want to say to me? Now, this is very interesting here.
Absolutely.
Please, give me some information.
Last time
you were
oh
so generous with the last guy.
Yeah.
Yes, because she don't know the backstory. If you throw out some stuff, she can concoct some sort of backstory. She's got nothing to work with.
I go, does it even matter? I mean, it is clear to me. You no longer love me. I'm on the uptake this time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not, oh, well, I want to talk about this, that, and the other thing.
Right.
She goes, it matters. I go, I don't think it does. I go, you've fallen out of love with me. I just wish you would have told me. Maybe we can at least be friends. She goes, it's either we are in a relationship or nothing else. I go, wow. You know, there was a time not too long ago where no matter what, you wanted to remain friends.
Yeah.
Remember how we talked about how we were happy we came into each other's life?
Yeah.
You know, or at least in friends. And I meant that because I like talking with her.
Right.
You know, I like talking to this person. I think, well, you know, I've become friends with a scammer, not the worst thing. I can learn some shit and help some people.
Right.
That's not the case with this
person. Sure is. Uh-oh.
Ruh-roh.
Ruh-roh.
She goes, oh, we're in a relationship or nothing else. I go, I know, but I get, she goes, I know, but it's changed now. When we are done, I don't want to have anything to do with you anymore. Because if it didn't work as lovers, I don't think we will work as friends.
Ooh.
This is you writing to her?
That was her writing to me.
Wow.
Yeah, she's not, this one isn't playing, this one's playing hardball, dude.
So do we think this is management or the person from last week or somebody new? I don't think we think this is my girl.
No, not your girl, but I can't tell who it is yet.
Not your girl, you've been sold, new person, this new person has no time for games. And wants to get right to the point.
Yep.
And has no backstory to work off of. If you have a backstory to work off of, you got a problem. You know, you kind of get short about stuff.
Yeah. I would think with anybody, you it'd be a problem.
Yeah, chat saying she hasn't read the briefs.
No, she's not. No, not
prepared.
You know, you see the stack of papers. You're like, fuck it, I'll do it tomorrow. And then stupid shows up on Facebook.
There he is again. Oh, damn it.
I guess what we had never really mattered to you. She goes, I wanted something very real with you, but I guess it never happened. I go, how can we have a relationship if you do not love me? She goes, if what I have shown you these months tells you I don't love you, then I guess thank you is all I can say.
Oh, God. It's looking bad.
Well, also, if he's been sold, okay, he could be sold again. So maybe the group of scammers that are doing this now, they just want to make a quick profit, you know, and just, you know, get the money and move on.
Well, we found the long game doesn't work. So
the long game doesn't work. So if they're short to the point, so if they're like, let's see what we can mine him for. Are we going to get money? If he's still carrying on about this stuff, just tell him to go to hell. We'll sell him.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
Lisa says money not forthcoming. You are so done.
Yeah.
I don't like the way Lisa talks about me. So I go, there was a long time where I felt your love. But the past month, I felt it grow cold with you. It's been very hard on me. I loved you more than anything. So I'm kind of letting them know. I've picked up. Yeah, you guys aren't as swift as you think you are.
Yeah.
Your game is not to the level that the past was.
Yeah.
And also, you left the door open subliminally. I don't know if I said that like late, but but you left the door open where, hey, if you want to make some money, and this is thinking as them, you want to make some money, I left the door open for you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So you better come back all lovey-dovey. If I'm sitting there and I'm a scammer, well, you know what? He left the door open. If I can come back all lovey-dovey and honey-bunchy, I still have a chance of making some money out of this guy before we have to cut our bait and sell this guy.
Yeah. Which is my job to keep him going.
Right.
So they go, she goes, that's what you have in mind. Even if I tell you, don't believe me, and I don't know what to do again. I go, babe, you've done things that people who are in love do not do to each other. I don't wish to rehash it. I don't want to give him any more points.
Right.
I just really loved you, and I wanted to make you happy. I changed myself to be better for you and Kasia. I really worked on improving myself for us. She goes, and I also did the same. You don't know the things I did just for you, but all it didn't matter. I go, it did matter. I just get the feeling that things are tearing you away from me. I feel like you are now indifferent to me. I feel I can no longer make you happy. She goes, it's not about you making me happy anymore.
You're making me money.
It's about you making my rent.
Don't jump to head.
Uh-oh.
Because happiness is a luxury. I can't afford anymore.
Oh, here we go.
My problems keep piling up and I'm finding it difficult to deal with happiness. I don't know.
This is so not the same person.
No.
Dude, it's so not the same person.
I go, but I wanted to be there for you. I know right now physically I can't be. I know an ocean separates us. But there was a time where it was like you were sitting right here with me. Now it feels like you're in a different planet than me. If I could kiss away your problems, I would. If I could hug away your hurt, I would. If I could take you away to paradise, I would.
If I could wrap my wallet around you. Oh, wait, that's what she's waiting to hear.
Yes. She goes, it's nice to hear, but my problems keep staring at me in the face every day. Thanks, Snoop. Appreciate your sentiments.
Yeah. Hand over the ingots.
I am going to get back to what I said. What I said was you have to step up your game. playtime's over.
Yeah.
And that's what I meant on Facebook that day. I wasn't damning you. You probably could pull it off, but like I said, it's time to put the sandwich down and get back to work.
didn't mean to slack.
No,
I think he means me too.
I mean him too. She's playing because she. I love you. All right. Well, look, listen. The love stuff and the compassion stuff is not going to work. The strategy has changed.
Well, the money man is here. It's going to be tough now.
Yeah. Well, they are. The chat is also saying, "Fake Davin is being passed around like a Kardashian."
Yeah, I mean you're
I came up with that.
Oh well, that one was Trucker Tom. Sharif started it. She goes, "Fake Davin is being passed around like."
Look at them working together. You guys should get your own show.
And then she said a cheap whore. And then Tom says, same thing.
Yeah, like I said, from a business standpoint, your bullshit is fucking their margin up.
Yeah.
Oh, I fucked up the margin.
Yeah.
Unless they just bought me like you guys think.
They did.
Yeah.
Okay.
They did.
Hey, you guys don't even think it's possible that it's the same syndicate, but just different people?
No, it feels like... It's a totally different strategy.
And that's, she's right, and that's
why. Why can't it be the same syndicate, but like somebody said, the money man's been brought in. Enough of this time, you've been wasting enough money with him, the girl's falling for him, enough of this shit.
Because you want to know something? Because it went so long. He would have been brought in a long time ago, and I think it's the business philosophy that last group had. You're traded to a new... Have you ever changed jobs where you change your job? Like when I was in the fence business, I went to several different fence companies. The way business was done, the way we worked off a margin was different, the way we did this. Mm-hmm. Every business has their way of doing... Even in the plumbing business, the way things are done, markups and stuff. Even though it's the same business, every house has a different way that they conduct business every day.
Yeah.
She goes, it's nice to hear, but I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one. No. She goes, it's nice to hear, but my problems keep staring at me in the face every day. And now that Kasha has reopened school, it makes matters even worse. Now, this goes back to what we thought from our Belinda with Kasha and the school money situation.
Yep.
So that's kind of interesting. I go, I know Belinda. Maybe it is as I always feel, feared. Maybe you need something more than me. She goes, is that what you think? Okay.
Okay.
I go, what should I think? Tell me how you feel. Tell me what I am missing. She goes, no, you are not. I go, no, I'm not what? She goes, no, you're not missing anything. Why did your lawyer dump you?
What?
What?
Remember I had a falling out with my attorney? It didn't work out?
You know, yeah.
I was withholding. That's way back.
But not
a while.
But what I'm saying is this is where it takes a twist and a turn.
Yeah.
She didn't know basic stuff to do that, but then she pulls this out.
I'm like, what? How'd you pull that one out of your butt? And what
Maybe
is this?
The notes were incomplete.
Yeah, but what does this mean? How come your lawyer dumped you?
Well, that would remember that the lawyer, me being with your lawyer, was important for the divorce, which would lead to the money, which they would have gotten if Agnes. Well, never mind, they would have gotten it if Agnes would have just kept on playing Agnes and not switched to Belinda.
Yes.
So what the hell does any of this mean?
But to bring the lawyer up, I mean, she to not bring up recent events or even make an acknowledgement to a little hints you were dropping.
Yeah.
But to bring the lawyer thing up, which is so far in the backstory.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm back to the originals or the second group of people. Maybe I got sold back.
Lisa says he was reading old transcripts.
Fans of the show? First time, long time?
Yeah. No, actually... That person sits with the show for a long time, listens to the old transcripts, and then brought that old chestnut out.
But
yeah. We haven't talked lawyers in a long time.
But yeah. And that's the weird thing, that if he put that, if he sent, you know, this scammer, and he would have put that in like a little basic synopsis.
Unless it's in a highlight of things that could lead to payday.
Yeah.
You know, little notes, like a little highlight, like Joe, you know, highlight stuff.
Right.
Yeah, and to add to that, maybe like a lot of the backstory about the daughter, Kasha, this and that, that's not something to get directly to the money. The lawyer thing is. So maybe they're just running off of the quick and, maybe they have the whole backstory, but maybe they're just running off the quick and dirty stuff to get to the money.
Yeah.
The fake Davin Crib notes.
Yes.
Essentially, yes.
Yes, that is correct.
They just signed up on iTunes, somebody says.
Just need to go on, thank goodness.
That's funny.
She goes, why'd you dump your lawyer? I go, so then I am correct. You need something more than me. She goes, forget about my problems. There's very little or virtually nothing you can do about it. Tell me, why did your lawyer dump you?
Jesus Christ, is she cold? And she knows the backstory of it. She knows the secretary might not know.
Just might know that there was a divorce attorney and got dumped.
But if she was the regular person, she would know it would have been the secretary.
Right.
Yeah.
Rosa.
Bitch.
I go, well, when we were a couple, your problems were my problems. Do you think I just loved you with no regard for your well-being? She goes, even if you did, there's nothing you can do to resolve it, and I understand, so forget about it. Typical scammer thing. I don't have the answer. Forget about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nothing to see here, stupid.
Mm-hmm.
I go, I've been working to resolve it. I can't tell you here, but I was very close to helping you in a big way. I was very close to making us right, but then the crap hit the fan. She goes, whatever that means, you won't tell me.
I don't know American slang.
But that's about, so forget it, and tell me why your lawyer dumped you.
What is that about?
Yeah, I don't like the way this one works. I'm not thrilled with this one.
She's very blunt. She doesn't have very good customer service
skills.
They've
had enough with me, but this is not the way to...
No, they haven't. No. No, they didn't have enough with you. Their business strategy is to waste as little time on horse shit to get your
money.
But
if you're a scammer, you're in the horse shit business.
I know, but if your business model is different than the other group, where that time of horsing around is cutting the margin, and the new place goes, look, you spend a certain amount of time with this guy to get this money. All right, we're not the people that, you know, sold. You know, it's a different person, a different strategy. And like I said, you need to up the game on this one.
I will tell you, but I can't like this. You'll have to trust me on that. Don't worry about my former lawyer. It's not your concern. She goes, it's not my concern? ? I go, well, if I'm not to be worried about you, why should you be worried about me? She goes, okay, if you say so. I go, you've told me not to be concerned for you, so there's no reason to worry about me. She goes, I've been telling you a lot of my problems, and if telling you doesn't resolve them, then I guess it's useless, and the same goes for me, too.
And now who said this?
That's her to me.
Okay.
Yeah, this is really perplexing. And why does she want to know that particular detail so badly?
Well, I've been telling you
money.
Well, okay, yeah. I don't want to jump ahead because it might screw him up. But I've been telling you a lot of my problems, and if it's not working to me, you know, okay, what are the problems?
Yeah.
So I go, well, sometimes talking about problems makes one feel a bit better. Sometimes a person can look at things differently and help. I do not want to be a burden on you. I do not want to be a financial drain. I want it to be your husband one day.
Yeah.
She goes, I don't know how you're planning on doing that.
Wow!
Now remember,
remember though,
video chat Belinda is the one that initially brought marriage up, one in the ring.
Yeah.
This person's got no idea.
Yeah. Right, and as a critique, you could have said, well, what kind of problem, they're bringing the problem, well, which were the key problems? Which were the key problems that we're having? That's the situation.
And I would have got, never mind, forget that.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to forget. I'm speaking to you the heart. No, I don't want to forget it. What were the key? I love you. I don't want this to end. I want to make this work. What were the key problems that we were having?
Yeah.
Now you put her foot in cow shit because she's got to figure out what the hell the problems were.
Yeah. It's a power failure.
Gotta go, bye. That old guy.
Bye.
Bye. And you're not even getting that.
I
would hope you would have welcomed that.
I would kill for a bye.
Because I've been thinking the whole season. I'm like, yeah, I would have bye.
Yeah.
Where's the bye?
Where's the bye?
That means a lot.
Everything's
kind of bye.
A little special sign off, like when somebody gives you a little heart or a smile.
Yeah.
You're not even getting that.
No, I'm not. But I thought that was
good. Assholes.
I know. It's like a couple of E's would make us all very happy.
Like I'm telling you.
It's a vowel.
I have never excused the human element out of this. Okay?
No.
And I'm kind of, my feelings are a little down. And believe me, my feelings have been bashed like a fucking anvil for the past 7 months. So they're out there, but I'm telling you. It's.
I just think it's very funny. Very telling that whoever I'm talking to doesn't know how we were going to make the marriage thing work when it was the girl who I video chatted with.
Yeah.
You guys heard the audio.
Yeah.
I was like, why are you showing me your fingers?
She wants a ring.
Exactly. It's a little different here.
Yeah.
I go, well, maybe one day I will tell you about what exactly. I was up to and I was working on. Again, not something I could talk about in this forum. Remember, I'm trying to get this video chat.
Yeah.
Which, up until not too long ago, they were going to do the other video chat with
me.
Yeah. It wasn't that long ago where I blew off a video chat because I couldn't do it at
now
the time.
Now, here's the whole situation. Everything's changed. You're dealing with new people. That video chat with the other group was really close.
Yeah.
Now, that video chat, Jesus Christ, you got your work cut out before you can before you can even address that.
Right.
She's telling you to go to hell when you say nice day, isn't it? And now you're going for a video chat? You know, like I said, you got your work cut out. But in that video chat, I mean, I'm not quite, you know, maybe you pull it off, but in my eyes, that video chat is going to be way off.
How much do you want to eat? No,
But it just seems the logistics right now trying to get to the video chat.
You could argue that a video chat had never been done before. Was impossible, and I accomplished it. So, therefore, there is a chance
However, that was after dialogue, love, buttering up, loving back and forth.
But I'm talking about, no anti-scammers got video chats from what I was told.
Understood, but the process you went through was a lot of work, buttering up, love, going back and getting to know the person. You're working from such a cold... It's like working for a club, and the guy is a prick. You're going in as an MC, and now you're going to try to headline in 3 weeks. You know, maybe you'll pull it off, but the deck is pretty much stacked against you. It's going to take a lot of time before you get to the point where you can address that.
Yeah. Well, it's not looking good, I'll admit.
No.
Yeah,
yeah, don't say. No. She goes, if we're not a burden to each other with our problems, then I don't know what we are still doing here. Am I wrong? I go, you are the one who told me you did not want to talk about your problems with me. You are the one who said I am not there for you. You are the one who was pulled away from me. She goes, if I tell you my problems and you can't help me, what good is it for me telling you? Now, remember, not too long ago, with that funeral, I was going to give her space, and she wanted me there to help talk to her and everything.
But the thing about it is, telling me my problems isn't going to do any good. In a relationship that you have, the phrase should be, you know my problems. I don't know if you can help me. You know it. We've had a if I tell you my problem, damn it, you know them.
Yeah.
And she should say, and we've all gotten in arguments, God knows I, and you mentioned, well, you should know my problems.
Yes.
That should be the phrase in a relationship going this long.
Well, she goes, if I tell you my problems and you can't help me, what good is it for me telling you? I go, I don't know if there's a practical application for it, but it's what couples do. I consider you my girlfriend, as crazy as that seems. Certainly does at this standpoint.
Yeah. Ooh.
She goes, okay, we can go on and on like this till my airtime gets finished and I won't get us anywhere. I think he meant it won't get us anywhere. I go, that's very true. I go, what do you want to do? She goes, I don't know. You tell me. I go, I asked you first.
I know you are, but am I?
Nice served it.
I go, do you want to try and have a relationship with me? Do you even still love me? Do you want to never speak again? You have already said you have no interest in my friendship. She goes, I want to have a relationship with you, but to tell you the truth, and that would be a first.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Here it comes.
To tell you the truth, I don't know how that's going to work out. I think she has an idea.
Yeah, I think she knows.
I go, it's been very hard. I go, it's been very hard to say the least. There was a time where you wanted to overcome those obstacles, but that has changed. She goes, times are hard now. The economy's stupid. Thought Obama was going to pick it up for Ghana, too.
Read my lips.
Times are hard now, and I'm faced with reality, which I took for granted. I go, I understand. It really is a shame and the heartbreak of my life. She goes, what's the heartbreak of your life?
Psoriasis.
It messed up my skin. I go, us not being able to do to be the odds. Not us being able not to beat the odds and live the life I wanted for the three of us. I feel like I failed you. She goes, I don't know what about. I go, about what? She goes, nothing. Are you telling me why your lawyer dumped you or what?
Oh, my God!
but to me, this is not just cold. This is an experience. This is not somebody, like, we were very impressed with some of the movies. We would call it the Battle of the Brahma bullshit.
Wow, that is a good call. That is a good call. Very good call.
What, this
an experience. Dude, I sit here and analyze every which way. That didn't occur to me.
Yeah.
They don't have the game. which is why they can't suck me
in. And this is why they're not the same people.
Yeah. Right.
And then, you know, I they're not the same people.
Right.
And like I said, I get a funny feeling you were sold and said, look, this guy is a problem, okay? Well, I'm not kidding.
How often has that been said?
This guy is
here?
A problem. We bought him. This is what we're going to do with him. He's either got to shit or get off the pot.
Yeah.
And you need to be heavy-handed. You know, maybe we'll give it to the young experience, you know, get him training and stuff like that. But just for the simple the reason is when he said, well, you know, there's problems. A person would have said, you know, well, you know the problems.
Yeah.
And she didn't do that. Getting back to this bank thing, yeah, they're backpedaling. They don't really have much of a backstory. Maybe they don't really want to deal with the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to get to this bank thing, thinking that it might be a person that isn't, you know, a regular person that's just, you know, in love and being there, not us trying to scam them. And where they, you know, well, what about the bank? Well, I don't want to lose it. All right. Let me tell you what,
Let me see if I can send you something.
Right, so a person that is under the influence of them would tell them, well, I'm trying to get this done. Meanwhile, he's not backing down.
Right.
You know, yeah, no, we'll talk about the lawyer in a second. I love you. I mean, you know, this is a game of wills right now. It's a very bit, not the way it was with the other ones. I mean, don't get me wrong. There was plenty of horse shit to shovel on both ends. But right now, it's a game of wills. Going back to what I said, you got your work cut out for you on this.
All right. Yeah. I go, you can't say nothing. Speak your mind. You, us, that at least. She goes, forget about it. She goes, can see you won't tell me. Have to go in a bit. I go, no, Belinda. This is a reason why we do not work. You do not communicate with me. Tell me. I will, but tell me what you were talking about. She goes, things have not been working out how we wanted it is all. Is what she says. I go, I know that, but I think you have more you want to say. Things would work a lot better between us if you would open up to me. You promised you would. She goes, and that's what I'm doing.
No, you're not.
You can't even stick with what you just wrote.
Right. And like I said, getting back to it, you know, you said, well, maybe it's, you know, the same people. It's a different group of people. They don't know the backstory. And their business model in this group has changed.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing. I go, not really. And those few moments when you let your guard down is when I really love the person, Belinda Prisca Abbey. Those times were too few, but that is when I loved you the most. Because I'm still the same person.
Three times removed.
Wow.
But
show you the same picture, stupid.
Yeah.
Even though they're getting deleted off Facebook, take a look while you can.
Yeah.
Funny.
She goes, I'm still the same person, but my situation has really affected me, I guess. I guess so. I go, well, I loved you even with your problems. It was all the nonsense I could have done without. I love looking at your smile. I love the few times I got to hear your laugh. She goes, and I know that, but things are more serious here than those things. A girl would take the compliment.
Yeah.
I go, so the question is, do you have room in your life for one more, or are you better off walking your path alone? She goes, it depends on what one more is going to be in my life. I go, just from that, I know we have felt differently about each other. She goes, let's talk about this some other time. I don't have enough credit. See you later.
Wow!
You're laughing at my pain. <You're
a douche. laughs> I've been told to go to hell on several occasions, not like that though.
I don't know, Joe. Should I buy her a watch and call it a day? Maybe a cat would make things better. I don't know.
Maybe.
Wow!
She goes, I don't have enough credit. See you later. I go. So why did you come online if you did not wish to speak? She goes, I can because the phone went off, and I didn't say goodbye. Apparently, you don't want that. She came back online. I go, I'm used to that, unfortunately. Of course I do. Why do you hate me so?
Who, you said that?
You asking her?
I asked her. Why do you hate me so?
Because I can't make a dime off of you, motherfucker.
What bubble bum. She goes, you think I will be here if I hated you? I go, I don't know anymore.
Yeah, but neither do we.
Yeah, the thought bubble above my head is empty right now because I'm not confused.
The squirrel and the rabbit are no longer going on the teeter-totter.
No. my park is empty. I have no idea what's going on.
There's a creepy guy in the corner flashing.
Yeah. Oh, my God, not you again. Put it away.
I go, I don't know anymore. I guess not. How is Kasia? She goes, she is fine. I give her a smiley face. And your kid? She goes. I go, how are Granny's eyes? Because now I'm trying to find what this person knows.
Yeah.
And then I go, she's good. Thanks for asking. I go, I miss us. She goes, what's us?
What's us?
She goes, I have barely 5 minutes to go. I go, what we were, what we had, the hours spent chatting, creating, laughing. She goes, I miss that too, but I guess good things don't last long.
Wow, that's
Jesus
cold.
Christ.
They got no game.
None.
Boy, they stink.
I've given them every opportunity to get back in the game. And
wait, Joe, you forgot tonight's theme. They stink
on ice.
I go, I guess. I thought we were in this together forever. I guess I love too much and too fast. And she says, same goes for me. I go, is this it then? She goes, what's it? I go, I mean, are we over? Did life stop love? She goes, I don't know. Is that what you were proposing? I go, no, honey. If I had my way, beautiful Buzzkill Belinda would be with me forever and would love me the way I loved her. She goes, that's nice.
Oh, wow. I mean, were you filing your nails when you said that, honey? Jeez.
Dude is scratching his balls.
Yeah, sorry.
But it's like if you were dating somebody and you broke up and there was somebody new. And you're trying to still profess their love, and it's just like hitting a brick wall.
Yeah, it's like,
you know, do you know how much I cared about you? Well, yeah, we're gonna do. You know,
I would
give you anything. Well, yeah, it's great. That's nice. Well, you're gonna do, you know,
that's what this is.
That's where you are right now.
Yeah,
it's sort of like you're like, who's your daddy? And she's like, you are.
No matter what you could say, regardless.
What's his daddy? Why did the lawyer dump daddy?
Right.
Yeah. No, it's like, put.
Regardless if it's horseshit or not, whatever truth you can say from yourself is just going to meet with that. Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
It's like telling the bank the same thing. You know? They just want the money. You know, it's been a rough time. Well, great. The check's on the 15th. You know, they don't give a shit.
Yeah, really. No. Trucker Tom says, wow, really? I'm surprised the C-U-N-T didn't say ditto.
I don't know if they know what dittos are, Tom.
No, maybe not, but it's the same.
Right. Probably their neighbor down the next hut.
Yeah. So she goes, that's nice. Have to go. Let's talk about this some other time. See you later. I go, bye. She goes, bye.
No extra E's.
No page of
E's. Don't let the door smack you on the ass on the way out, says Lisa.
Essentially, yeah.
So, all right, where are we, kids, before we get out of here?
In trouble.
You're sitting on the curb rubbing your ass.
What's the over-under on how many days from May 7th I can keep this going? If it's in months or years, you can do that, too. Are we in days territory? Hours? Minutes? Months? Years? Is it over now? And I didn't get to call bullshit. I did not go with your strategy.
No, I know. Oh, I'm saying days on this.
Saying days?
Yeah.
So it's May 7th now, 2013. When's this ending?
If you make it to the end of the month, I'd be shocked.
Then the rent comes due and I gotta go.
Yeah. Yeah, they're saying days. Big trouble.
Joe?
I'd say
Lisa says hours.
Lisa's like, you're already on life support, stupid. Pull the plug. Do not resuscitate.
She's like, reach towards your mouth. Do you feel a ventilator?
I'm an anti-scamming vegetable.
Yeah, you are. Can you blink? Fake Devin, are you blinking?
No, I'm just a rutabaga.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, it's towards the end of the show. Can you give us something before?
Well, because I'm thinking. I didn't know it was my turn. I didn't know she was done. I would say July of 2013. Now, here's the deal. With this person, July, you're probably going to be sold to a new group.
I'm going to get sold again?
Yeah, you're damn right.
God damn, my vagina feels good.
You're too much trouble.
Tom says, no, I'm not guessing or betting on this scammer stuff. Last time I had to drink fucking hot sauce.
Well, see, Tom has faith in fake Davin. Tom has unparalleled faith in fake Davin, which I love.
Well,
he does, but he doesn't have any more faith in how much hot sauce he can hold down.
But like I said, I have faith, too, but I'm saying with this group, I think you're going to be sold to somebody new. I'm not saying it's going to end. The whole thing is going to end. It's going to move on to a new party.
Okay.
I don't think they're even going to try to sell, because I think, you know, it's like, if you can sell something that you think might move, cool. But, you know, they can't say, it's like this guy doesn't give up.
Everybody had a job that they weren't there for long because it wasn't the right fit.
Yeah.
You know, and it's almost like this. It's like, look, you know, nice enough, but, you know.
I'm going to get the Costanza. It's not you, it's me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Lisa says, midnight, May 7th.
Funny.
All right, well, clearly everybody thinks I'm on the ropes here.
Mm. Yeah.
Yep. It does not look good.
No. It does not look good.
But I just want to go on record by whoever I'm dealing with. They stink. They are not very good at this at all.
Right, and I want to preface it again. I know you're on the ropes, but I'm not saying you're on the ropes and there's no way out. You probably are going to get out of it, but you are on the ropes.
Yeah.
Certainly a different place than we've been.
Yeah, boy.
We're certainly not having the gay old times of writing porn.
No, really. That
it seems like it's a completely different person.
Absolutely.
Something's changed, and I just can't put my finger on it. Mm. Scooch over. Get the person 3 doors down.
When you were saying, I miss this, I miss that, I miss our porn writing together.
Well, I mean, I put that in there with our creating.
Yeah, creating. I noticed that. Yeah. But and it's like you didn't want to give him any more information.
Right. I know you have to be vague not to fill in the backstory.
I'm going vague now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I probably didn't remember why the lawyer dumped me. Why'd the lawyer dump you? Why'd the lawyer? Shut up, stupid.
What? It's just like, let me hit at that and see if I can get the you back towards getting money for me.
The Belinda we loved would have let that go.
Oh, yeah.
She would have let that
go. She would have let a lot go, and mm-hmm. she would have been more into making things work, a lot more of the backstory. This person just wants to cut to the chase, get to the money, see if there's anything that could be made off you. And either dump you or sell you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, that's not the way to make good radio, so I hope they have a meeting.
I do, too.
They're ruining our show.
They ruined Zombo.
Maybe they're waiting for our guy to call back.
Maybe went in their spam filter. I don't know. All right, so let's thank some people.
Yes.
Let's thank Family Martial Arts. Great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect for you together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, Family Martial Arts. Is the dojo for
Oopsie
you.
Daisy.
Give them a call to learn more, 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716, or check them out at FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com, FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesco's in Woodland Park, New Jersey.
Yes.
Chef owner Frank Giancarelli cooks an authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that'll make Francesco's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet it's still elegant. Francesco's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesco's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesco's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue, Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100, 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website, Francesco's-restaurant.com. Got a new comedy show announced there, October 10th, the day before we do our live show. We're going to have Eric McMahon headlining, great comedian. Joe's going to be on the show and making a special appearance, Pip Helix, for the dry run.
Yes.
Thank God.
So you guys get to you guys can either go to Jersey or Pennsylvania to see what the real Pip Helix looks like, and then she will take your phones from you and smash them so you cannot report that.
Yes, yes.
But yes. So you can
it's like an FBI informant.
It really is. Keep that mushy head quiet. Too many cats know.
Nah, see?
Yeah. So, all right, I'm going to have to smother you because you were going to post, weren't you?
Don't mushy head, see?
Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh, delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, and I have, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. True. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagels. They feature an extensive variety of cream cheese, spreads, and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy. Or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. And unlike Derek Jeter, will probably not retire at the end of the year. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli is great for you when you eat out or order in or have them cater.
Ooh, I want to go there tomorrow.
We can stop by.
Please.
But we are going to get fed at the rib joint.
That's true.
You can do both.
Yeah, Joe. Don't be chintzy and cheap. I want to eat. Barbecue and overstuffed sandwiches. That's going to be a good day. Mm-hmm. They're open at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call 845-469-8505, 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davinton, you get 10% off. Side Spinning Productions, you want a comedian, DJ, impersonator, band, whatever you need, we got it. Sidesplittingproductions.com, call us up, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Pip, anything to promote?
No!
Joe?
Just besides being with you at the private tomorrow, not a damn thing.
Well, we do one thing to promote. The day after Francesco's,
yeah.
We're going to be doing the live show.
Yes.
Yes.
They just put up the big poster. It's a lovely looking poster. Mm. The Diva Don and me and everything. You're going to want to go to the Brew Pub in Allentown, PA. It's going to be a good show. Pip Hielik's going to be doing her comedy. You're going to want to see that because it's like Hitler's Comet once every 76 years.
It'll never happen again.
Me and Joe are going to be doing our thing. We're going to have a cool scammer presentation, games from the show. We're going to have prizes of some sort that I'll figure out soon. So you definitely – you can get all the information for that from davinsden.com. Click on the homepage on davinsden.com, and there's a link to it. I was told Trucker Tom said he's coming, although
yeah.
I hope he does, man. I'd love the four of us. You know, all the four of us to be together in one room.
It would be great. And no, he said that he is coming, but I believe he's already gone to bed. So I don't know if he's here to listen still.
That's
but
okay. That's all right. But, you know, hey, guys, this was fun tonight.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was. Very, very good show.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us.
Tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening. And, guys, I can't stress this.